eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a free month included when you buy a 3-month plan. Use code MEAT. eHarmony.com.
You're listening to
They'll finally get what they want. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republican lawmakers demanding classified info about the investigation into the Trump campaign and if it was infiltrated. We'll get to review documents at a meeting the White House Chief of Staff has set up with the FBI and Department of Justice.
Who was involved with doing this? How many people? Who was paid? Were they directed by people at FBI to do this? How did it happen? And we just need all the facts on that.
Congressman Ron DeSantis tells Fox he wants a special counsel, a second one. But Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intel Committee, wonders, are these the same materials DOJ warned could risk lives and investigations? Why share them now? And he adds the president must not abuse his power. At the Capitol this hour, House members will get a classified briefing on election security from the heads of the FBI and Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence.
Republicans and Democrats have raised concerns about Election Day vulnerabilities after reports hackers attempted to tap into voter registration databases and other state election systems. There's no evidence any votes were changed in 2016, but the Senate Intelligence Committee is recommending states make improvements to voting systems, replacing old software and updating technology.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The effort to get McDonald's to pay workers more has become supersized with lawsuits against the fast food giant stemming from the Me Too movement. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, two national groups are teaming up to lodge sexual harassment complaints against McDonald's on behalf of 10 female workers in 9 cities who allege groping, indecent exposure, and lewd comments by supervisors. The women say their complaints were ignored or mocked or retaliated against. The legal effort being organized by Fight for 15 and the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. McDonald's, in a response, says there's no place for harassment or discrimination of any kind in the workplace. Dave.
Jeff, still no arrests after an all-night search in Maryland for the suspects in the murder of a Baltimore County police officer. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump will meet later today at the White House with South Korea's president, 3 weeks before President Trump's supposed sit-down with North Korea's leader, though the North Koreans have threatened to cancel that. Also today, a small group of foreign journalists were allowed into that country to cover the dismantling of the country's nuclear test site. Now, President Trump had dinner last night with some Republican governors.
Discussing the deadly ravages of drugs, gangs, and crime that's pouring across our border, we are stopping it and getting them out when they are able to get through.
They also talked about his much-promised wall and what to do about kids who come here illegally.
The Trump administration reportedly weighing their options of using military bases to temporarily house immigrant children who are traveling alone or have been separated from their families by border agents. Some of those bases located in Arkansas. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who dined with the president, tells Fox News at night,
"We don't know a whole lot of information, but Little Rock Air Force Base is on that list. And we're anxious to cooperate and get more details on that."
Democrats accuse the Trump administration of instituting a, quote, heartless and inhumane policy that separates families at the border. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
And Governor Hutchinson is on the ballot today in Arkansas facing a Republican primary challenge. There's also a Democratic race to challenge Republican Congressman French Hill. There are also primaries today in Georgia and Kentucky, primary runoffs in Texas, including a much-watched Democratic race between liberal activist Laura Moser Hauser and attorney Lizzie Fletcher. The winner takes on GOP Congressman John Culberson in November. On Wall Street, stock futures are up before the opening bell. LeBron James dominant again in the NBA playoffs.
James has Rozier on him. Horford looking to come help. Doesn't want to leave Thompson alone, and James knocks down the shot.
He scored 44 points to lead Cleveland past Boston, 111-102 on ESPN. So the Cavaliers tie the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals 2-2. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, Tuesday. It's May 22nd, and our local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 13 years behind bars is the sentence for an Urbana man who robbed a gas station employee with a paring knife. 26-year-old Deshaun McCullough committed the holdup on March 26th of last year at the Circle K on University Avenue. The University of Illinois is switching to the same parking meter app as Champaign and Urbana. The News Gazette says U of I is moving to the mobile meter app for the 2,300 meters on campus. The university has been using pay by phone since 2010. Champaign has been using the mobile meter app since 2015. Urbana's had it since 2016. Governor Bruce Rauner gets the final say now on a bill that would allow school children to take medical cannabis-infused products in schools for medical reasons. The bill was inspired by an 11-year-old Illinois girl with leukemia who could not use her cannabis-infused medication at school under current law. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 4772. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Some patchy dense fog this morning before 8. Otherwise, partly sunny today with a high 81 expected and 57 our low tonight. Sunshine in the forecast tomorrow with a high 82, low 60. 85 Thursday, 88 on Friday, and Saturday's high near 90 with partly sunny conditions by day, partly cloudy in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 66. ESPN 93.5.
Well, off and running. Here we go. We got Ask the Vet coming up later in the hour. You have a dog or cat question, we take those. Always your thoughts at 359-2255 on the text line. You're welcome to join us anytime. We would love to hear from you. Cardinals win last night. Cubs were off. It's a 2-game lead for Milwaukee. Cardinals are game and a half out, but Pittsburgh and the Cubs are now 2 games back. A little more coming up on your sports headlines. American Idol finale last night. We got that for you. I didn't watch it completely, but I did tape it. Kind of caught up a little bit. Young talent that'll be unleashed and out there. They'll do the American Idol tour as they always do in the summer around the United States. And did you hear about the guy that got belligerent on the airplane? Disgusting.
Uh-oh.
I will share.
Some cuss words?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Much worse.
Oh, boy.
You can't do that.
Okay. Wonder what that could be.
Now, stand by. I will give it to you completely. What a jerk. All that coming up. Okay. So what if you go back to 2016 and there were spies infiltrating the Donald Trump campaign for political purposes? Now, keep in mind, everything you hear about the deep state, so to speak, we never would have known boo had Hillary won as expected. But now that she didn't, would they have possibly infiltrated Donald Trump's campaign using the power of incumbency to help Hillary Clinton? Just flip it. If Donald Trump would do that to help a Republican and infiltrate the Democrats' campaign, would there be outrage? Yeah. Impeach him!
I would think so.
Well, you can't use the power of your incumbency, whether it's FBI, CIA, presidency, whatever it is, for political purposes.
But I guess my hesitancy is it happens all the time.
Well, you know...
I mean, look what state we live in.
Right, right. But no, we're talking about using, like, the IRS to use the IRS for political purposes, which is what they did, or conservative groups trying to get a nonprofit status. Anyway, is that possible?
President Trump stepping up his feud with the Justice Department.
This demand for the Justice Department to look into the alleged informant is really hot off the Twitter feed.
I'm looking at my phone because you don't know what's going to come out next. It's absolutely incredible.
President Trump says he wants the Justice Department to see if the FBI had a role in any campaign spying.
A report surfaced about a secret FBI informant. The president suggested that the informant was a spy and possibly there for political reasons.
If this happens, it'll bring some rain. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Ace reporter. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Of course, the only thing you would do if you had anything to do with anything is you deny. And you're going to have to find facts, right? I mean, show me the money. Show me the facts. Show me the stuff before anybody's going to really take this seriously.
I think that's probably why, you know, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is going to convene this meeting at the White House with law enforcement, intelligence officials, congressional leaders will have an opportunity to review what's being described as highly classified and other information regarding claims of some kind of an informant looking in on the Trump campaign, spying for political purposes.
Yeah.
And I think that the key phrase here is for political purposes.
Exactly right. Well, and again, the IRS, you never wanted to use the IRS for that, and then you had the Lois Lerner stuff, which clearly was improper and wrong and unethical and probably criminal and all those other words. So I guess you just have to look into it, which, again, the dynamics of what happened in 16, had Hillary won, we would have known a whole bunch of nothing. So it's fascinating to uncover. What did John Brennan mean when he warned McConnell and Ryan about all of this?
Well, I think that there's concern about... What they're concerned about is the president possibly using the Department of Justice in a way that other presidents have never done. I mean, it is highly unusual and unprecedented for a sitting U.S. president to ask the Justice Department to really do anything. So in this case, there's concern about all that. Mm. Now, John Brennan has been really in the headlines recently, a lot of people attacking him as the former CIA director, saying that he's panicking and so on. But, you know, again, there's just concern about the previous administration having spied on the Trump campaign. But the previous administration, I mean, the argument here is that they would say that they believe that Russia was trying to influence the election and that perhaps they even sent this informant to protect President Trump. You basically have parallel conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I got you.
And it depends on, you know, which one you're going
to
believe.
Well, you're going to have to sort it out to where it's absolute one way or the other. You could say we're investigating because we're afraid for Donald Trump. Or you could say, well, they had an operative in there to help Hillary. You're going to have to figure that out as far as what the heck happened. And obviously it'd be pretty bad if we're starting to do that. Use the office and the power we have there to thwart political opponents. You can't start that stuff. It would never end. And maybe it happens already a little bit now. I don't know. I just know one thing. It's never a dull moment for your work, Rachel.
No. Definitely not. I could use a few dull moments, but I don't think there's going to be any on the horizon.
I think you got a lot of action coming up in the summer and the midterms ahead. Then the Robert Mueller, the investigation that will be ongoing for the foreseeable future, I think, even though they're talking September. I'm not kind of like Kim Jong-un, not really buying that. So we'll see. Rachel, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks.
At Sutherland Fox, if you want to follow her. So you can say, well, there's nothing there. That's what you say when there's something there. So you look into it, and if you don't find, you know, the difference between we're investigating because it was Russia and we had to make sure Trump didn't win, There's a two dramatically different events there. You can text in 359-2255, 359-2255 if you'd like. And if you want to know what the guy did on the airplane, wow. We'll get to that right away after our Fox business update here in just a few moments. 7:15 ESPN 93.5 as we check your sports headlines.
Tyler O'Neill, wow.
Yeah, three days in a row.
Great homer. And Miles
Michaelis.
Michaelis, yep. Thank you, with the save. St. Louis blanks Kansas City 6-0. We've got your Redbird recap now.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Mr. Miles Michaelis just continues to mow him down, and he had his best game ever last night, John.
His first complete game and shutout, shutting out the Kansas City Royals on four hits, walking one, and allowing nine hits. The walk came with two outs in the ninth inning after he retired 15 consecutive batters. Michaelis, we wondered, what could he do to top Jack Flaherty from Sunday? Well, the complete game and the shutout and a couple of home runs. Tyler O'Neill and Matt Carpenter. 6-0 for the Cardinals over the Royals.
Mr. O'Neill.
The pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. That's it to deep right field. Back to the wall. It's a goner in the Cardinal bullpen. A three-run homer for Tyler O'Neill.
That was a beauty on the air at 6:20 tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
The Cubs have their game against Cleveland's Indians. Some interleague play going on.
A little flashback to the World Series, maybe. They played, of course, Cleveland to win the World Series.
That's right.
It's Cleveland in Chicago tonight. Fun series.
Yep, 7:05. You'll hear the first pitch on US 105.9. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday, and there's a game on the south side of Chicago tonight. LeBron James and those 44 points. Cleveland beat Boston yesterday 111-102, and we've got Houston at Golden State tonight as the series continues. STM's Alex Anderson replacing Matt Kelly in the coaching world. So congratulations to them. On to baseball, we have Bryn Spillane, 1 of 25 for the Golden Spikes Award.
He had an amazing season.
Yeah,
he's going to be
22 homers.
Junior, he's going to be drafted, though, and he'll probably leave school.
I see.
He led the Big Ten in a bunch of categories.
We are number 4 seed in Nebraska, taking on number 5 seed Indiana.
Okay.
Tomorrow around 9:15 p.m.
Big Ten tournament underway, trying to make the NCAA. Dr. Howard's having a big celebration at the school Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. They're going to celebrate, commemorate Dr. Howard. We'll give you a little more info on that. It's a good event, and I'm not sure how many folks know about it. A little short notice for you, but it's Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30, celebrating Dr. Howard. If you have a connection there, there's going to be alums and former principals. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow on the show. All right, 7:18 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. What the guy did on the plane, stand by for that. American Idol finale last night, a little twisty, pretty interesting, kind of cool, very unique, and it's never happened, as far as I know, in the history of American Idol.
Okay, well, the Dancing with the Stars finale was yesterday, too. Olympic figure skater Alan Rippon was the winner. A Washington Redskins defensive back Josh Norman got second. Tanya Harding with third.
Wow.
I know.
Tanya whacked her knees, Harding.
Exactly.
Her boyfriend whacked the knees of
right.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I remember
like it was yesterday.
And they had kind of an athletic theme this year,
yeah,
on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Kind of overcast and cloudy. Some dense fog in various areas, but make way for sunshine later in a high 81, 57 with clear conditions tonight. Sunny and a high 82 tomorrow, down to 60, 85 the high on Thursday, up to 88 on Friday, and 89 on Saturday with mostly sunny conditions. Right now, 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Where partnerships are built on trust, find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. All right, we'll get to these two teaser-type stories. I don't know what you do about the airplane one. I really don't. I think they did the right thing. Stand by, 720 ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network. More people are shopping at Kohl's. The retail chain is reporting better than expected earnings. Its sales at existing stores rose 3.6% in the recent quarter, stronger than forecast, and Kohl's was making more money. The company's raising its forecast for the year. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk says the brake issue with the Model 3, cited by Consumer Reports, will be fixed with a software release in a few days. The magazine said it could not recommend the car, saying the brake stopping distance is too long. It was said the car is a thrill to drive. Musk says Tesla won't stop until Model 3 has better braking than any remotely comparable car. There are encouraging developments about trade, and futures are higher. The Dow added 298 points yesterday, the NASDAQ up 39, the S&P gained 20. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hardworking man continues tomorrow. I'll be at Car X Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley in Champaign. I'll be doing the broadcast 7 to 9. And then when I leave the air, I'm going to be a general service technician in training. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be trained with a Car X technician from the Car X Academy.
Yeah, I know we talked about the tire checks that also go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
And did you talk about some kind of air gun?
Yeah, they want me on the air gun, which I don't know what it is, but if there's a trigger, I'll hit it.
It's like the lug nuts come off of the tire.
Oh, like in the Indy 500.
Yes.
Wow, this could be a whole new career.
Yeah, I ran into a listener who was saying, I can't believe you didn't know that, Diane, because I was saying something about the inflating a tire, and then you said, do you think I can pop a tube and go too far with that?
I guess that's a different air thing.
Uh-huh.
It's an air thingy, by the way, is the official wording, is air thingy.
We can learn about it all tomorrow.
So tomorrow we'll be live, and then, of course, a little Facebook Live of me in the pit changing your oil. What do you mean you're not bringing your car in for what?
What?
If you want to bring it in, of course, that's why they have me with a mentor, so I don't mess anything up.
Exactly.
Yeah, and again, put work in quotes. Hardworking man tomorrow, live from Car X Tire and Auto.
I know this does take a lot out of you, though. Are you scheduling naps and stuff after you get done with these things?
Yeah, because, you know, I've never really worked that hard. So, yeah, good point.
You did at one point in life. You did some painting.
Yeah, I did for a week. Maybe that was a couple of months, or maybe it felt like 2 years.
In the summer.
Yeah, that was hard. I had to get up every morning and paint the same wall. All right, excitement in St. Louis, Tyler O'Neill.
A swing and a high fly ball. That's it to deep right field. Back to the wall. It's a gutter.
His dad was Mr. Canada, bodybuilder like a Warren Honeycutt. He benches 400. Not a massive man, just really, really strong. And so he's hit a home run for three straight days. He'll be in the lineup again tonight for somebody. Dexter Fowler has been sitting two of the last three. Maybe it's Tommy Pham tonight. He's 0 for his last eight. Anyway, some excitement around Tyler O'Neill. And, of course, two amazing pitching efforts from Jack Flaherty and Miles Michaelis from the last two nights. Incredible, great pitching for the Cardinals, who are in second and a game and a half out. But as I've said many times, if you don't like the National League Central baseball standings, wait 10 minutes. Okay, so the guy on the airplane. And again, I've flown quite a bit.
Right.
Fortunately, haven't had too many instances with yo-yos and jerks. This guy apparently was being pretty belligerent, pretty bad, some sexual innuendos, some, you know, almost to the point of should we land the plane kind of thing. So the flight attendants, in their wisdom, decided to move him. So they took him out of his seat on, this is Allegiant, I think, Allegiant or Frontier.
Okay.
So they moved him to the very back row of the airplane. Of course, the people in the back of the airplane weren't excited about a troublemaker coming to their zip code.
Right.
So he's sitting there, and you can see this. I think it's still on the Drudge Report. He is sitting there taking a pee on the back of the seat.
What?
What are you, fourth grade?
No doubt.
He took a pee on the back of the seat, and it's like a rainbow stream. It's disgusting. You see him sitting. This is a troubled, troubled man, and I don't know if he's drunk. I don't know anything else except that you can't do that. Well, they did reach their destination. The federal authorities handcuffed him, hauled him away, and are charging him with federal charges. So I hope it was worth it, ya yo-yo.
Would you believe I typed in pee on a plane and a whole bunch of stories have come up?
That's a little sick.
That is.
I would presume.
Like, no, I was going to look up the airline, well, but it's happened on most all of them, I
think. Yeah, you can say federal charges, disruptive man peeing in airplane. That might be quicker.
Okay,
anyway, I presume nobody's ever done it. You know, minus some medical emergency, nobody's ever done it sober.
Right.
So it's always a whole lot of life is alcohol induced.
I just see a picture of that.
See this like sitting. Yeah, he looks like he's four.
I know.
What is wrong with this man? I mean, federal charges.
45 years old from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina, yeah, on Frontier.
Yeah, he had to be intoxicated to do stuff like that. Anyway, that's the airplane
drinking
story.
Drinking double vodka tonics.
What do you do with a guy like that? I don't know, people. American Idol last night, we had three, and then they narrowed it down to two.
Somewhere.
Caleb Lee Hutchinson. And Maddie Poppy. So they announced it goes three down to two. And they hug, and Maddie says, I don't care who wins. Because they get pretty close. So right before this song, Caleb Lee Hutchinson said, Maddie's my girlfriend. Kind of little Kobe Calais. And Caleb just is this kid. He's lost. When he came to the audition, pretty chubby kid. Lost 85 pounds.
Wow.
And so, right here, he grabs her hand. They're holding hands. And the crowd eats it up. As boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, by the way, right before that, Ryan Seacrest says, have you guys ever been to Hawaii? And they said, you're both going to Hawaii.
Nice.
And then they're both sets of parents are in the audience, and they're going, well, maybe the parents can go and chaperone. And Caleb says, that's right, leave room for Jesus. So they're going, they're hugging each other. The winner of American Idol was a young lady named Maddie Poppy.
She's 20.
She's really good.
My love and I took it down.
Really talented. Really nice kid from Iowa.
Climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. It never happens.
To the landslide, boy.
P-O-P-P-E, I think.
Well,
yeah. I'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. It's 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Congressional leaders will get to review some classified documents about the Russia election meddling investigation. There are claims the FBI was politically motivated.
President Trump ordered the Justice Department's Inspector General to launch an investigation. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
It's plainly an attempt to
intimidate and threaten and thwart the investigation.
Meanwhile, a group of congressional Republicans will call for a second special counsel to investigate alleged misconduct at the FBI and Justice Department.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. One of four suspects, a teenager, has been arrested in the death of a police officer investigating a suspicious vehicle in Baltimore County, Maryland. A witness says she was run over. Keith Daniels and his brother were there.
I immediately ran over. I called for officer down over the radio. After that, I just immediately started doing CPR.
But she died at the hospital. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 25-year-old Champaign woman who hit and injured another woman with her car has been given 30 months of probation and 120 days of electronic home detention. Madison Walk admitted she was under the influence at the time. She pleaded guilty to aggravated DUI. A new gig for the Jefferson Middle School principal. The News Gazette says Angie Franklin has been given the newly created position of Director of Teaching, Learning, and Student Engagement. She said she'll be working with a partnership with Parkland College and the Champaign Chamber of Commerce, and also with art, drama, foreign language, music, and business. Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife have moved back into the Illinois Governor's Mansion. The mansion underwent a massive renovation during that time. The first couple lived in the director's house at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. They're back in the Governor's Mansion. Jim Edgar was the last governor to live in the mansion full-time. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, Jamie, yeah, I think Jim Edgar, a governor from 94 to 98... So it's been a while.
Was he from Charleston?
Yeah, he's originally from Charleston. Mm-hmm. Governor Edgar stepped down. I remember there was all this buzz. Is he going to run for re-election? Is he going to run for United States Senate? Or is he going to step away? And nobody had him stepping away. It's just hard to walk when you're going to win whatever you pick.
Right.
And he did. And
well,
had some heart issues, too, along the way.
Okay.
But really a nice guy. I really like Governor Edgar.
When Bruce Rauner did the report on TV in front of them, vamped mansion, Stella, his dog, came up and reminded me of your dog, Steve.
The white golden?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dr. Todd Likens coming up. If you want to ask a question about your dog or cat, ask the vet coming up in about 20 minutes. What's going on? Anything that you need to ask about? 359-2255.
Governor Bruce saying, I think she wants to go to the kitchen for some snacks.
Yep. That's where my dogs live. Yeah. That's right. They live by the fridge. They do a little bookend thing where the fridge is here and then the oven's over here, and they got us like a
You're pinned in until you get me something to eat.
Or if something drops and you don't think there's dog telepathy, I am positive there is. I drop more food when they're staring at me. And I don't really mean to. I really don't.
Okay.
It's like I'm cutting something, and then it's like, you did that, didn't you?
Very good.
If you're within 10 years of retirement, thinking and planning for your golden years can seem daunting and even overwhelming. For help getting started and focusing on retirement, Busey Investment Services and Busey Wealth Management shares some tips. Reassess living expenses. What do you spend every month? Consider all income sources. Manage your taxes. Pay off debt. Power up savings. Account for health care. And save, save, save. That's what I tell my kids all the time. Save, save, save. As you prepare, because you always spend it easy. You spend it in a day. As you prepare for retirement, these are just a few of the factors to consider. Make the process easier by breaking it into smaller categories. Your friends at Busey, professionals at Busey Investment Services and Busey Wealth Management, will take the time to understand you and create a sound investment plan for your goals. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Or visit Busey.com today. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime investment products and services, not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Good people at Busey. So I'm thinking I wore flannel for my other hardworking man things, so tomorrow I'll be at CarX, and I don't think I'll wear flannel. It'll be hot, right?
Right.
So
high 81.
I've got jeans, because that's what hardworking men wear, I think. Jeans. I sure. Gotta look the part here, people.
Well, and like I said, when I did the oil change thing in Louisiana doing radio back in the 90s, I had to wear all white, and I did have some splash up, so you don't want to wear that.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't really want to get my hands dirty either. I want to shoot the air gun. I want to put it on that lug nut, and I want to fire that puppy off. I do want to do that. That'll be on Facebook Live tomorrow morning after 9. So you've got that to look forward to. But I suppose Gene's in what, you wear a golf shirt? I don't wear T-shirts very much. I don't know what to wear, people. I just have no idea. Text in 359-2255 as I shall be a general service technician in training for CarX. How lucky for them that I'll be sharing my talent in that capacity. Mile at the Pines, Sunday, July 22. Sign up now. $20. Be part of 9 different waves of races. Run a mile. It's a hot new wave in this country. The mile race. Big thanks to the Atkins Group, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Carl, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Buffon Salon, Meyer, Country Arbor's Nursery, Reynolds Towing for supporting our event Sunday, July 22nd, 6 p.m. Just go to mileatthepines.com, mileatthepines.com.
You'll be supporting the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation to be a part of that mile run.
Here we go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Starting out with more clouds, maybe even some fog in your area. We've got 4 miles of visibility in our neighborhood, though. We've got a high 81, expected 57, our low with clear conditions tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high 82, down to 60, 85 on Thursday with the sunshine, with the low 62 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 68, ESPN 93.5.
Well, we know the price of gas is tipping $3 average in the state of Illinois now. It's price of barrel at 80 because of a whole bunch of different reasons, including uncertainty with Iran and some of the oil in the Middle East. Well, mortgage rates are starting to pop, too, which is not good if you're trying to buy a home. Here's real estate expert Josh DeJong. How are you, Josh?
Hey, Stevie, I'm good. How are you?
Well, as a little panic buying rushed to close as mortgage rates surge, highest levels in 7 years, you mean we don't always have 4% 30-year mortgages or 3% 15-year? I mean, we got spoiled here.
Yeah, you know, I think for a while there, everybody said, you know, rates aren't going to stay low forever, and then everyone just kind of forgot about that, and they started rising.
Well, they have. Used to be pretty solid 4 to 4.25. Where are we this morning in the country?
Well, we're sitting around 4.5 currently. The average rate kind of varies, and the Fed rate is sitting right at about 1.75 currently.
What do you guys think? What do you think it's going to do?
So as housing starts aren't keeping up, new construction housing aren't keeping up with the current demand. You've got New York, Wall Street money now buying up rental properties throughout the nation, especially under that sub $250,000, which is further increasing appreciation. And as job numbers are looking good, unemployment's lowering, it's going to get worse. I mean, the demand for housing is definitely going to get worse, and the Fed's going to have to keep raising the rate in order to control inflation.
Yeah, that's the buzz there. I mean, how do you do that? You just kind of nudge it a little here and there, but when does the nudging end? I mean, could you see 5+?
Oh, yeah, 5+ is definitely doable. I don't know if I see it happening this year. I think I would project it would be Q1 or Q2 of 2019. But and even at 5% or 5.5%, historically, that's really low.
I know, no question. No, we just, you know, we've had such a nice run. I mean, we're having mortgage rates that you know, pretty much mirrored what the early 1960s, and generally speaking. But I'm telling you, you run the numbers, it's pretty hard to buy much when the interest rates are high.
It's hard. Buyers across the country are competing, and, you know, your affordability is going to start going down as that rate continues to rise. 1% change on a $250,000 home represents $50,000 over the life of a loan.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, again, and then, definitely. Of course, not to mention the price, you know, you can't get as much for your home either because people can't afford it. So you have to bring that down just a smidge. I think the hot number in the country is still between what? 175 and 275? Isn't that real red hot?
Yeah, the 175, actually really anything under 275 in most markets throughout the U.S., it'll sell relatively quickly as long as there's somewhat of a market for it right
now. Gotcha. Okay, Josh, where do you work?
So we're out of Dallas, Texas.
And what company?
Josh DeShong Real Estate.
Come on, man. You got your name on it.
Yeah.
It's like Al's Barbecue. Yeah. You got to be good if you call it Al's Barbecue.
Yeah. There you go, right?
It's awesome.
I love it.
All right.
We got a text in saying 2.5 in 2015 was mine.
2.5, not 30, is more of a variable or 15 or something.
I think so.
Yeah. Can't get a 2.5.
Everybody... I mean, is there any negotiating at all on this?
You can, whenever you're negotiating with lenders, you can definitely talk and shop to with a couple different lenders. With all of our clients, we advise them to talk to 2 to 3 different lenders about what's going to be the best situation for them.
Yeah, you do that, but you get points in closing stuff. You got to be sneaky sometimes.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is a little bit sneaky, but with the new good faith estimate and closing disclosures, you can line everything up pretty easily and to have a good comparison nowadays. It's a little bit different than it was back in 2007, 2006.
Has anybody ever read all the documents you sign when you close?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I mean, seriously, I don't think anybody's ever read, I mean, maybe a lawyer or somewhere along the line, but you could not possibly, they just tell you this is for this. Same for a closing of a car. When you do a vehicle, they sign 100 things, you go, what is that? Okay, whatever, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't even know that one lawyer's read all the closing documents, I feel like.
Maybe the guy who wrote it did. That's it.
Yeah, well, I think it was like a bunch of different attorneys writing different pages because, you could spend days.
No, right. I get it. Josh, where do people find you if they so wanted to do, huh?
Yeah, if anybody wanted to reach out, go to joshdeshong.com.
DESHONG.com. You sound pretty cool, buddy. Good meeting you. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Appreciate your time.
You betcha. Kid in Dallas. All right, so you just know that if you are thinking purchasing something, it's going to be a little higher than you thought. I mean, we've just gotten this lull of 4.25, 4.4, 3.95, all 30-year.
Well, and Tim says we got ours 2.5 in 2015 on 30. Now text it in.
That's about as low as I've ever heard.
Right.
Never heard 2.5. There must have been some closing numbers there that you had to pay.
Huh.
Quicken Loans once did a quote for me, and it was $14,000 to close. The rate was good, but it's $14,000 to close. Oh, okay. So you get your money one way or the other.
Okay, gotcha.
You got to watch all of that. But have you got 2.5 at 3? 30-year? 2.5? I've never heard that. That's amazing. Good for you.
Well, and if you're in that zone, you need to meet with a financial counselor and get your ducks in a row so that you're ready to put in an offer as soon as that happens.
Yeah, just go see my buddy Pat over at Busey, Busey Mortgage Team.
Very good.
I'll take care of that for you. Okay, CMIClean.com. That's where you go for your janitorial stuff. I help them, hardworking man. Haven't heard much from Betsy and Brad Parks. I hope they're still in business. I don't think I heard them that bad, but I was around.
Our promotion backfires within days.
I meant well.
Closes.
Is Culliford still open?
Exactly.
You over there? Michelle, you guys open Illinois Portable Toilets?
That's great.
Oh, so Car X tomorrow for me, hardworking man. Anyway, go to Chemical Maintenance, Inc., CMI, CMIClean.com. Every time I see now one of those little machines that you clean carpets with, I know about CMI and all the good stuff they have to really clean.
Don't work harder, work smarter.
Oh, my, it's so different. It's like, you know, trying to cut a branch with a dull saw. If you have a sharp one, then the branch cuts easy. The same thing. CMIClean.com. 359-6262, 359-6262 for CMIClean.com.
Your passion is what makes your business successful. You're completely invested in the needs of today and your dreams for tomorrow. Whether you want to expand your business or streamline operations, Busey offers business and wealth management solutions to meet your needs and achieve your dreams. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Sports Headlines, ESPN 93.5, 746, Ask the Vet, Dr. Tom coming up.
And I am seeing some questions come in about a dog and chewing habits. And I have that going on with my puppy, Olive.
Olive is going to chew for a bit. But
yes.
Let's ask Todd that.
Okay. St. Louis Cardinals beat Kansas City 6-0 yesterday. Tyler O'Neill, big hitter again, his third straight homer. So let's hear more with our Redbird recap.
Mr. Miles Michaelis just continues to mow him down, and he had his best game ever last night, John.
His first complete game and shutout, shutting out the Kansas City Royals on four hits, walking one, and allowing nine hits. The walk came with two outs in the ninth inning after he retired 15 consecutive batters. Michaelis, we wondered, what could he do to top Jack Flaherty from Sunday? Well, the complete game and the shutout and a couple of home runs. Tyler O'Neill and Matt Carpenter, 6-0 for the Cardinals over the Royals.
Mr. O'Neill.
The pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. That's it to deep right field. Back to the wall. It's a goner in the Cardinal bullpen. A three-run homer for Tyler O'Neill.
That was a beauty on the air at 6:20 tonight.
That's my turn now. Cleveland and the Cubs for a couple of games now. They'll start that series this evening. Two night games you'll hear on US 105.9. Baltimore beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. On to the NBA playoffs and the conference finals. A series tied now at two apiece. The Cleveland Cavaliers 111-102 winners over the Boston Celtics behind LeBron James 44 points. He was pretty gracious off the court there in that interview, though, saying the team felt like I was hot and kept feeding me the ball. It's a group effort, blah, blah, blah.
He's pretty much always hot. Yeah. LeBron James is just, he's unbelievable. I mean,
Golden State and Houston tonight. Right now the Warriors up 2-1. On to Bryn Spillane, one of 25 for the Golden Spikes Award. Our number 4 seed, Illini. In Nebraska, taking on number 5 seed Indiana tomorrow evening. Also trending in our area is about Alex Anderson replacing Matt Kelly, who resigned last month at St. Thomas More as the new basketball coach. He's been the assistant to four different Champaign Central basketball coaches. So congratulations to him. He's now with STM. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. Oh, you know what? Washington over Tampa Bay in NHL action.
Okay.
I know Tim is excited about his Vegas Knights.
Las Vegas, this is the first year at hockey.
I know.
So they're making this run. They got a supplemental draft. I mean, learned a little bit about it. So it's a very unusual hockey story. I'm not big into hockey, but for first year to do what Las Vegas is doing in hockey is, I guess, unbelievable. So nice. All right, 7:49, we're going to ask the vet here. If you have a question for Dr. Todd Lykin, stand by. 359-2255. Got a dealer I want you to visit. It's Honda BMW of Champaign. You can visit them by just simply driving on Neal Street near Burwash and Savoy. And you'll notice there are several hundred Hondas on the lot. It's May 22nd, near the end of the month. They're trying to sell some vehicles. They're going to really give you a terrific deal. And then you're going to learn why they're the Honda President's Award winner for last year, why they're a top 10% dealer. Top 10% of Honda dealers in America resides right here in our community. Go test drive something, walk on over to the BMW side and impress yourself with how those Beamers look. And that white floor that you could eat spaghetti off of, I speak of. Honda BMW, great service department as well. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. Say to my friend Ben Quattron at Honda BMW in Champaign. 7:50. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good. The sun's coming out more strong. Today's high 81, 57 our low tonight. 82 tomorrow, down to 60 with clear conditions. Sunshine Thursday, high 85. Sunny Friday, high 88. Sunny Saturday, high 89.
Let's go.
Not bad.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday it seemed somewhat cooler with our high 77, but that's the normal conditions for this time of year.
Here it is, May 22nd, temperatures at 70 now. ESPN
93.5. I might be wacky, but I won't play.
Got a question, 359-2255.
I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro, joins us on Tuesdays at this time.
I deserve a treat, cause I'm a fluffy bear.
You betcha. You betcha.
I got hair. Shaking the air,
come on.
By the day.
Because
I'm happy.
Dr. Todd Likens, we have texts coming in already about chewing. How are you?
We're doing good this morning. You know, my dogs are beginning to recognize the music.
Oh, really?
They seem to perk up when they hear it.
And they wag their tail to the beat.
Come on, Bruce. Let's go.
So the text in says, I have a one-year-old golden doodle who chews up every single toy I get him within a few hours. Any recommendations?
Well, yes. More things to chew on, but maybe go a little differently. I know there's a lot of people that don't like raw hives, but you got to get on it. I mean, it's, especially you're talking a very mouthy type breed of dog that loves to chew. So I use pressed raw hides, which are not, they're thin crepes that are pressed together so they, when they break apart, you don't get big pieces that can potentially get stuck. Of course, you want to make sure they're not from China, and things like that. I also will use, over the last few months, I've started using knuckle bones that are cooked. And my dogs, if you've ever been in here, the whole place, sometimes you can't hear for all the chewing going on.
Yeah.
But a one-year-old dog's got to chew. You got to get toys.
Yeah, what do you say? Don't avoid China. Why?
I just don't trust things coming out of China. I don't think the quality control is there. It's very frustrating with the foods that sometimes companies will, a supplier will import from China. And then, like, a dog food producer will buy from them, and they'll say they bought American ingredients.
Mm.
I hate that game. It just drives me nuts because I want to know where everything's coming from.
Gotcha. Okay, and where do you get raw hides?
Well, most of your pet stores will have them.
Okay.
You can get them online, you know, all the typical online places.
You buy it by the case, but, man. You have so many dogs. You just get.
I do. We buy it by the 10-pack, and we buy 10 packs at a time.
Oh, man.
But, you know, if a young dog like that's got to chew and also more exercise. And, again, I'll refer you back to YouTube. There's lots and lots of videos about training on YouTube anymore. And Zach George is our favorite trainer. But those guys will give you ideas on how to work with the chewing aspect, too.
Gotcha.
Well, and you know, because you met little Olive, our half Australian Shepherd, half Rottweiler, 9-week-old puppy. And
that dog's spoiled already. I can tell you right now, tell the world that dog is spoiled.
I was so glad you had the 20 minutes with the whole family talking about the potty training techniques and different things like chewing, where we don't want to feed that bad habit. We want to stop that right away and put something positive in her mouth to chew, not us, not nipping in our heels and the herding instincts that we're seeing right now. So thank you again for your advice from Pet Pro.
Yeah, that's fun. That's I like on first visits. Like, it's my one time to do my acting thing and, you know, get to act in there how you act when they pee on the floor and things like that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's summer, so now we need, what, the heartworm stuff? Are we got to worry about ticks?
Absolutely. And I don't know if you saw the report last night on the news. They were talking that tick-borne diseases, fleas, and all those things, the incidents are up 15% over the last several years of people getting diseases from these things.
Mm.
So absolutely get your buddies on flea and tick prevention and mosquito protection for the heartworm. Got to happen if you want to keep them safe.
Yeah, I wonder if I can invent some sort of a wand like security has for the dog to detect stuff
good
like that.
Good idea.
Thank you. Another billion-dollar idea offered free here.
I'll run with it.
I mean, because it is a kind of a pain
it's
to try to go
to
through all their
hair
and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do the dogs give you any indication they've got a tick or something's bothering them?
No, they don't. But anytime you go out in the areas like that, it doesn't hurt, even if you got like the flea and tick control pills or topicals on, to put a light misting of a flea spray on them too, because that'll kind of act as a repellent, kind of freshens everything up to keep
eyes off of them.
I already got the name for it. The wand's going to be called the Tickernator.
Oh, I like it.
I've got this, Todd. I'm full of ideas, some really good and some not so good. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it, I think years in development on this one.
Hey, how do people find you?
Hey, come to Kirby and Manis or by the police station, Muhammad. We're also available via phone at 355 or 586-PET.
And Walter's so talented with those $20
baths. Yeah, $20 baths. I've got to get a few of those going.
He's got his groupies. Let's put it this way, that way.
They're standing there, and he comes to work all lined up. He's doing high fives coming in the building.
Exactly.
Thank you, Todd. We'll be talking.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
That's Dr. You bet. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby. Next to the police station of Muhammad.
That's a guy in the right job.
Yeah,
he loves what he does.
He go in there. Go into the Madison Kirby location, see the 9 white goldens he has in the office every day. It's just something, how they just all kind of go to work.
Yep.
They know what's happening. Then you catch Wednesdays or whatever day it is that he gives them the rawhides, and there's just like a library. You hear chewing, but they're busy. They are at work.
I'm going to put on Twitter the picture of Olive nose to nose with one of the white goldens.
Let's go.
She's on the counter there.
She's probably freaking out going, what is this? A land of giants.
Exactly.
Fox News will be coming up next, 7:57 at ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
Everyone is talking about the rebirth of Steph Curry. Everyone is giving the Houston Rockets warnings. Careful now, because Steph is back. Everyone is diagnosing what's wrong with the Rockets. How is it everyone can fail to show up? What's this going to say about James Harden if he has another playoff series where he doesn't emerge as the best player on the floor, where he doesn't carry his team? And as I said, everyone is talking about Steph Curry's 35 points. But you know what nobody's talking about? The story of the most consistent player in the Western Conference Finals. The story of the most consistent player in the playoffs so far. The story of a guy who's carrying the best team in the entire NBA. The story of Kevin Durant.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the Loaner Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, you can save with buy one, get one free on Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.